A ukulele player from Hawaii is not that big a deal. A ukulele player from Hawaii who plays rock and roll, well. Jake Shimabukuro is a rock star, and not just in ukulele circles. He dips into numerous genres: bluegrass, rock, classical, jazz, blues, even funk. And he's gotten 9.5 million hits on YouTube for this rendition of George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps. In the past few years, he's played 5 continents with performers like Yo-Yo Ma, Les Paul, Cyndi Lauper, and Jimmy Buffett. So I had to ask him if he is the most famous ukulele player in the world.
The most famous ukulele player at all? Well, you know, no, definitely not, because there are a lot of ukulele players out there. Like, you know, Bill Gates loves playing the ukulele. Warren Buffett, he's a huge ukulele enthusiast.
But those guys,
Francis Ford Coppola,
those guys aren't touring. You're the one touring.
Well, oh, Eddie Vedder. Eddie Vedder just came out with an ukulele record.
If you don't know, that's Pearl Jam's frontman.
And I was so thrilled that he did that, because when Eddie Vedder does something, you know it's cool. So now that if Eddie Vedder plays the ukulele, you know the ukulele is cool, man.
Jake's modest. He accepts compliments, but reluctantly and graciously. He's quick to deflect any praise back to the instrument itself. Talk to him long enough, and he begins preaching the gospel of the ukulele like he's a minister. He says that anyone can play it. Jake even has this idealistic, pie-in-the-sky tagline that if everyone played the ukulele, the world would be a better place. And he genuinely believes that.
You know, when someone picks up an ukulele, even if they don't know how to play it, when they pick it up, they want to do something silly, right? They want to try to make you laugh. And to me, that's the charm of the instrument. That's what makes it so special. When I hear the ukulele, it reminds me of children laughing, you know, or like a child's voice.
Call it the Tao of the ukulele. Jake has effectively elevated the instrument far beyond the performance art type stylings of Tiny Tim. Google the word ukulele and Jake's right there on the first page. He's on tour crisscrossing the country until November, including a stop tonight in Newton. But even when you point out his popularity, he still speaks with visionary reverence about what the ukulele could be, not what he could be.
I want there to be the Yo-Yo Ma of the ukulele, or the Pat Metheny of the ukulele.
Perhaps somewhere there's someone working night and day to become the Jake Shimabukuro of electric guitar. For WFAE News, I'm Tanner Latham in Charlotte.